Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to Gamertag Radio episode 1080. This is your host, Danny, and joining me for this episode, once again, the return of Tony Polanco from The Throwdown Show. Make sure to sign up and subscribe to their podcast. It's really, really cool, either on YouTube or any podcast platform. Tony, welcome to the show, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. By the way, I don't know what we're going to be talking about today. Danny's like, yeah, you want to be on the show? I'm like,
yo,
let's go.
Random. It's random.
Yeah, that's it.
Look, when we hang out all the time at the park, we have some great conversations. And what happens at the end? We're like, damn, we should have recorded that.
Every single time. Yeah. So again, you guys are going to this is what me and Danny do. We just talk, you know?
We just talk. There's nothing planned. There's no title. There's nothing like that, right?
So yeah, exactly.
And honestly, I just finished recording an interview a few minutes ago for an episode coming up. Head over to GamertagRadio.com. Post your comments and feedback. Listen to our past episodes. You can find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio. Make sure once you find us, subscribe, follow us, post a review. It will help us out a lot. Also, if you'd like to be part of our fan mail discussion, here's how you can do this. All right. So, I'm here with Tony. Tony has no idea what we're going to be talking about.
I'm always ready, man. I'm always ready to talk games. You already know, man.
I know.
Love it.
Now, here's the thing. I have the Xbox Series X, and it's been now almost a month. It's going to be a month next week. I don't want to wait until next week. I'd rather just talk about it right now. So it's been good, Tony. Yo, no issues. Been playing a lot of games. I don't see myself going back to an older console. Like, once you push forward, you just got to keep on moving forward, man. Can't go back, right? So I think it's going to be the same thing once you get the PlayStation 5. Like, you don't see yourself going back to the PS4. Like, that's it. New loading time, everything, right?
Yeah, that's it. As a matter of fact, this weekend, my nephew is going to be coming over, my youngest nephew. I promised him my PS4. I think I'm just going to give it to him now because I'm not really going to be playing anything for the next couple of weeks. I think I'm just going to give it to him now.
Yeah, you know? You have the PC. You're good with that for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So is there any because this is more of like, yo, you know what? You asked me the questions about the Xbox Series X that because a lot of people probably have questions like, hey, Danny has it for like almost a month. You know, is there anything that you're still curious about? I know you've been reading a lot of the articles, or if you want to be that random person that doesn't have a Series X, hasn't been reading and they have questions, you know what I'm saying? So go for it. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because obviously I got to play some of your Series X, you know, if you guys could, you know, hear Gamertag Radio's episodes and some of Throwdown's episodes, you know, I've gone through it as well, right? So I don't really have too many questions that I personally have, like, you know, because I answer them most, like, how fast is the quick resume, the loading times, the heat, all that stuff's been answered. Mm-hmm. But we could get into that in this episode just for those who may not know, obviously the big quote-unquote controversy started by some guy from Giant Bomb, I believe, and some other guy from a European site. He was talking about how, you know, the Xbox Series X runs so hot, it's like a blast furnace that it heated up he called it a flat, it's called an apartment over here in the States. It's like, but from my experience, I'm like, no, that doesn't happen at all. But what's your take on that? Because obviously when people heard that, fanboys heard that, they went rampant with it. Making memes and all that other nonsense. Yeah, so what's your take on that, man?
And they think it's an 100% official, like that's it, it heats up. And here's the part that I really didn't like is the media promoting this as like this is like breaking news, you know, knowing that it's not true, or they were just trying to take advantage of that content or controversy for them to get clicks, which is stupid in my opinion. But do some research and before posting that. That's what I think, you know. So, and I even told you, Tony, I left it on over the weekend for 2 days on straight. I play a lot of games nonstop and no issues. We also had it here at 368, and we were doing we were working on a project multiple times. I had it on all day. It was fine. And you were there. You even put your hands on top of the console and be like, this isn't even hot. So I don't know where this whole thing happened. Now here's the thing. If you're in a small room, which this happened to me when I was living in Miami, because I was living with my family for like a couple months before I moved over here. I had the Xbox One X, which is a decent-sized console, very quiet, right? But it will heat up. So the room will get hot.
Yeah.
Because I have the window closed, I have everything closed, the door closed, just me in the room. And after a while, when you have that console on, it gets hot, the room. Not because the console is like, oh my God, it's burning, I can't even touch it. More of like, you're in the room, the AC is not on, all your stuff is closed. So all that heat slowly is going to go all around the room in a couple of hours. You know what I'm saying? So from that point of view, yes, it gets hot. As a human being, it's extremely hot if the AC is on. Off, I mean. If I can't even open the window, it's going to be hot. Living in Miami, it's hot, right? So I've been having this now for a month. I'm not saying it doesn't get hot like normal temperature, which a console should it's like it's normal for a console to do that.
Yeah.
It's not nothing new, it's not controversy, right? But I'll tell you this, the console is very quiet compared to the Xbox One X. Quieter than that console. That console was quiet too. And this one is even quieter than that. So I just want to say from that point of view, the console doesn't really get hot like that. Like the way how people were describing online that you could even fry an egg or cook something, that's how high it was. No, it's not like that. It's not like that. I think it's like normal heat. And one thing that you've been saying for a while on your podcast and also on your YouTube channel, you said that you want the console to get hot and let that air out. Because if it stays there, you would get the ring of death. You will get, your console will get messed up easily if it doesn't heat up like that. You know what I'm saying? So,
That's something. Talking about Tony Stakes right there, which you filmed right outside 368 that night. That was awesome. Yeah. But yeah, it's like, you know, it seems to me like a lot of guys don't seem to understand how heat dissipation works, right? The reason the consoles are built that way, specifically the Xbox Series X, in this case, has all those vents at the top, is because you want the heat to go up. Heat always rises. It never stays down. It always goes up. So you want all that heat to come out of your system. So it doesn't stay in your system, because if it stays in your system, like Danny said, you get the red ring of death on 360, you get the yellow light of death on PlayStation 3. We don't want that. That's also why the PS5 is so gargantuanly big. They need to get rid of all that heat. You know, with all the power that's inside these systems, you can't be having all that heat in there messing everything up. So I don't understand like where this narrative came from. Like even now, if you turn on your PlayStation 4, like feel the back of it. It's hot. You know, it gets really, really hot. Same thing with the Xbox One. Now, I'm not saying like, ridiculous out, but hot within the mean, you know, within reason, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't get that, but you know, again, when I played the Series X, right, or we had it, I put my hand right on top, it was warm, you know. But I'm like, that's what you want. But obviously, if you touch the body of the system, it's cold, which is supposed to be, you know, why it's cold, because the heat, there's no heat inside, it's all leaving, you know. But again, all this was just one or two reporters saying this nonsense and everybody running with it. And you're right, I am disappointed that some sites actually try to make it like it's an official thing, you know. I mean, it got to the point where Digital Foundry had to do temperature tests just to prove the thing doesn't overheat. It's ridiculous, you know. But I don't know, man.
Here's the thing though, Tony. If right now we're testing this with just older games, it's gonna be the same exact thing with PS5. These games that's gonna be a launch for both consoles is not technically next gen games.
Yeah, they're not.
Maybe enhance from the next gen console, that's the closest, right? But the real test is once you start playing games that is not backward compat, that is strictly next gen exclusives. Once you do that, then we can have a different conversation, because your console is gonna work differently once those games comes out and they start you start playing it through your console.
You're right about that.
It's the same thing when you play a PC game. You notice when you play an older game, your computer is fine. But when you play certain games, you notice that the temperature changes for your console, for your PC, right?
Yeah, it does. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you bring that up because recently I had to get my fans replaced in my PC, right? So I was testing it out just to see how much heat comes off it. So I played Persona 4 Golden first on it, and that's an older game. I was originally on PS2, right? Mm-hmm. I touched my PC where the heat's supposed to. Again, PCs are built like that too, people. They have vents so heat comes out. I touch it, nothing, right? Then I put on Red Dead Redemption 2. Danny, within 10 minutes, it's hot. You know, so, you know, like the game, a game that taxes your system more is obviously going to produce more heat. So it'll be interesting to see when we get, like, you know, Xbox exclusives like Elder Scrolls 6 and Fallout 5, you know, let's see how those things run, you know. Yeah, shout out to Andrea Renee, by the way.
Definitely. Starfield and all that stuff.
Yeah. When we see those Xbox exclusives, we're going to see how these systems run.
So it's good that we brought that up because that was like the main conversation. I didn't really want to talk about it much on the show because I'm like, look, as a person that had been having the console now for a month, I was not getting that vibe at all, or I never experienced that since I got my console. It's been a really great experience using that console. Yes, there's no next gen games. I know that. But overall, I've been having fun with it. I've been having a lot of fun. Yes, we would have been having a different conversation if Halo Infinite was part of this launch, but it's not. So we have to talk about whatever is coming up. There's games that I'm not allowed to talk about just yet that hopefully I'll be talking about in the future that I've been testing it out and stuff. Similar to like Yakuza, Dirt 5, right? Like stuff like that, you know? But again, those are not really next gen games. Those games are available on your original Xbox, Xbox One X, S, and so on. So, but yeah, in the future, I would like to talk more about next gen games. Once we officially get them, we definitely got to sit down and talk about those games too. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, we definitely do, man.
Anything else besides that?
Yeah, I do. Here's something I never, I didn't ask you this and I've never seen it reported before, right? Yeah. It might be something simple, but I'm just genuinely curious, right? How is it setting up the Xbox Series X? I'm talking about both physically, like, you know, putting it up to your TV, plugging in. How is that? And most importantly, logging in and syncing up with your old account and all that. Like, how does all that work?
Well, super easy. Super easy. So let's talk about the setup. So right now, I'm staying with my mom because I'm planning to move out very, very soon. So I knew her setup was going to be a little bit complicated. But I found a spot, and I have my console standing on the left side of the TV. Really good. So when I had the Xbox One X, I had it on the right side of the TV because I felt like it was like the perfect area to be, to have that the console there. Now with this one, because of the stuff that she has on her TV, her setup, I really didn't have a lot of space, so I put it on the left side, and it looks good standing. I don't have it laying down. I think standing to me it's a lot better. It looks good.
I agree.
For that console, right? Flat looks weird. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of that at all. Even if you're getting the PlayStation 5, I think that should be standing. If you get that console, have it standing. Do not put it laying down. It looks weird for both consoles.
Yeah, it really does. Right? Yeah, it really does. Yeah.
Yeah. So from that part, I think it's good. It's good. Now, I know everybody's gonna have different setups, so everybody's gonna have a different experience when it comes to that stuff. So please let us know on the podcast, Discord, give us a call and everything, and we'll definitely play on the show because I'm wondering how everybody's gonna have their console. They're going to have it standing or not. Please let us know. Now, the setup was super easy, Tony. It was like if I had an Xbox One. Log in, easy. Yeah. And it was super fast. Super fast. No issues at all. Now, Microsoft sent me the SSD and also the console. So I had 2 terabytes to mess around with. So I know when we were working on that project, here at 368, I had to download just random games because I wanted Michael to get that food experience. Like, look, this is going to be for him. He's going to play older games. So, and I had a couple new games there for him to try out, and it was easy. It was not work, but the downloading part was like the pain of the butt for me.
It took a while, right? Sometimes.
Now I have an external hard drive. I could have easily connected that there and connect it to the console, but I have it inside one of my luggage, so I didn't want to deal with that. So here's the thing. I know people were kind of panicking because they think that 1 terabyte is not going to be enough for them. Now, I have a 4 terabyte hard drive. I could have all my old games there. Now, for the new games or future next-gen games, I could easily download it from the console and not use it for the external. I think the external will be more the older stuff. Now, here's the thing. It's not going to be loading as quick as if you had it into the system or part of the SSD. Because you're using an external hard drive using your USB connected through there. So it's going to be a little bit different. Now, if you transfer those games into the system or the SSD, it will load super fast. That's one thing that I have to say about that. What you think?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's good. And then obviously you signed in and it knew you got free. And then all the games you already had, you owned, they're all available. And then the other question I had is, since you brought it up, like, does the system ask you whether you want to store it in the system itself or the SSD when you have the SSD plugged in? Like, how does that work?
That's a great question. For me, I put everything through the console first. Once the console got full, it will say, hey, you would like to add it into the SSD? Or you could also do this. I could just transfer from the console to the SSD. And I transfer games as like really large files within 2-3 minutes. Super fast. Super, super fast. So I transferred games like Halo 5, Destiny 2, a couple other ones. And it went like this. It went super fast, man. Really, really fast. So that's the thing for me. Like I think that either if you're getting a PS5, I think it's going to be a lot easier for now everybody that has a next-gen console, loading, installing, everything is just going to be super faster than the previous console, I think, man. So I'm excited about that part. Now, one thing that I thought was going to happen earlier this year, I thought from both systems, I thought that, let's say I have the Xbox Series X, but let's say I have that console and I want to download Yakuza day one that came out November 10th, right? I'm installing it, but I'm playing the game through the stream while it's installing in the back. That's what I thought was going to happen, but right. they never pulled that off. I think that would have been cool. So I don't have to wait a couple minutes until the game is fully installed there, man, unless you have a really fast connection.
Yeah, I wonder if they're gonna like change that for launch, because I think that'd be cool. Like you could just start playing the game while it's still downloading, because that happens with current gen, So yeah. I don't know why that, but again, because you're not playing the full. I mean, you do have the actual console, but it's not fully complete yet. Like you probably have to download some stuff, know, when it launches or whatever.
They could easily announce that. Now here's the thing: what you could do too. Like let's say you have Xbox Game Pass Ultimate on your phone, you could have the game installing in the background through the Xbox One X. I mean, not the Xbox One X, Xbox Series X or S is downloading, is installing. You could grab your phone and play those games that's on Xbox Game Pass through there. You could do that easily.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? While it's installing in the background, you could do that. And I've done that. I've done that plenty of times.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole other thing, like xCloud. You still can't play xCloud on the console yet, right?
Not yet, like, not yet. But not I yet. Think I could see them adding that option in the future easily. Like, you're a part of the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate service. Why not do that? Yeah. And you could start playing these games while it's installing in the background. I think that's genius if they could do that.
That'd be dope. And then, of course, like we talked about, like, you could have, like, again, I'm just going to keep using Bethesda games because obviously the deal happened. Like, you got Fallout 5, right? Let's just say for the sake of argument, you have an Xbox One. You haven't upgraded yet, right? Yeah. But if you have it Project X Cloud on your Xbox One, you could stream the game and without compromises. So that's always something that would be really cool, you know, for X Cloud.
Definitely. I think that would be really, really cool if they could pull that off. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah. The other thing I want to ask you is, you know, since we're talking about it, how many games did you, like, at most? Because I know you can have seven. Did you actually have seven games on quick resume just to test it out and switch back and forth?
Yes, I've done seven. And I think I mentioned this previously on Kind of Funny, XCast podcast. I mentioned that I had multiple games on quick resume, and I would disconnect the console. I could have it off for a couple hours, maybe up to the next day. I haven't done it after that, but I could turn it back on, and I will have those games on quick resume still working. Now, if let's say I'm playing Tony Hawk single player, one of the levels, and I have multiple games on quick resume and I turn it off, then I'll lose the Tony Hawk access through there because I turned it off completely. Any game that's a quick resume, it has that, it's like it's pause or how I call it, kind of like it's saved,
yeah,
on the part that you're playing, but it has to be single player. It can't be multiplayer. Once you put multiplayer, you would lose everything. It's not like, let me pause a Call of Duty multiplayer game, and once I come back, everybody's going to be there. No, you're playing with a bunch of people online. So that part I get, you know. So, but yeah, you could do up to seven. Maybe you could even do more than that. Remember, this is not the final version of the dashboard. It's not the final version of what we have right now in the console, but it could change from now to launch or closer to launch, you know? So like, there's still games not playable on this console. Like I have Crash Bandicoot, the new one. I can't play it unless I have the Xbox One X. I have Star Wars Squadron. I can't play it. It's not optimized yet, you know? So, but the team has been working really hard, and they've been adding games every week since I got it. So it was way worse when I got the console. There was not a lot of games. Halo 5 and Gears, that was recently they just added. A couple of days ago, like a week plus ago, it was added, you know? So, but I think that once these games are optimized, because look, I played Division 2, Tony, it loaded in 9 seconds. And it's not even optimized yet. So imagine when these games are optimized. It might load even faster. It might look even better. FPS might increase to 60 or even more. You know, like right now, I know by November 10th, when Master Chief Collection comes out, you could play this 120 FPS. Look, I'm not the type that care about like 60, 30, 120. I'm not that type of person, but I know there's a crowd that just loves that. But yeah, if you have the Master Chief Collection, you can put it all the way to like 120 FPS, hands down, like that, no problem.
Yeah, you need correct TV, obviously, for that. But no, that's really good.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and then have you tried playing any discs off this on this thing?
Not yet, because I don't have any disc with me. I've been downloading. Yeah. I have a lot of digital stuff. So.
Yeah, because I'm curious to know like what happens if you have like a game that's running off a disc. That you try to do the quick resume, how, you know, between a disc and a digital game. I wonder how that would work.
Remember too, Tony, like when you put a disc to on any console, it could be PS4.
It installs.
That disc is more of like a DRM thing, you know, like it was, it's like saying, okay, this is an official copy of the game. That's it. It's not, you don't really need that disc to do quick resume.
No, you don't.
You can easily do that, you know?
Because the reason I'm asking is because...
It's installed digitally. And then when you switch those games, let's say you have a game on a disc and you quick resume to another one that's digital, it's the same exact thing. It's still digital. Yeah. It's just it's checking if this game is legit or not.
Yeah. No, I was just wondering, like, when it goes back to the disc, does it need to do that check? And if that's going to factor into the thing? Because obviously, like, you know, for you guys who don't know, when you put a disc in the system, you hear it spinning for a little bit, and then that's it. It doesn't spin anymore because obviously it's already in the consoles. But I'm wondering if you go to a digital one, right, and you go to the disc, does it need to do that check again? You know, that's all I'm wondering. But I guess we'll have to see, you know, later on, because that'll be interesting. But, you know, because the reason I'm asking is because somebody did ask me, like, how does quick resume work between discs? I'm like, you doesn't work between discs. Like, you have to physically, you know, get them in and out. So quick resume is, you know, for digital games. But most games are digital anyway, you know. Even your disc games are digital too, like Danny said. So, you know, that's just how it is. It's just interesting how we've all accepted that now. Remember Xbox One was announced, people were like, no, I want my games on disc. I want this, that, the other thing. Now everybody's just accepted it. Even PlayStation guys, you know, pretty interesting. I don't think I have any more questions. Again, I tried it out myself. This is pretty dope. But you're right. My main thing is I want to see how, like, actual next-gen games run on this thing, look on this thing, everything. Because right now, like you said, all we're really getting is just current-gen games just spruced up to look nice or whatever, run nicer. But at the same time, there are a lot of people out there that want their current gen games to look as good as possible. So this gives them, like, we were playing Yakuza at like 120 frames a second.
You know,
or we could switch it over to 4K. You know, we had that option, which is really, really cool. Did that with Dirt as well. You know, we switched it between both. So you could get what you want out of it. If you want the game to look its best, you can put it on 4K mode. If you want it to perform its best, put it on, like, performance mode or whatever. It's really dope, you know?
No, but I have to bring this up, Tony, because I've been seeing a lot of the conversations about, oh, should I get the console? It's not worth it. The launch titles and all that. Like, from both Xbox and PlayStation. And I think this is important for me to say, man. I'm having a great time. Even if, let's say Microsoft never sent me the Series X, I was still playing games on my Xbox One X. You know, like, I'm having fun. Why is it that when it comes to consoles have to have a launch title in order for both companies to sell consoles, right? But when it's something with PC, there's never been a conversation about that, ever. Because you're upgrading your PC, right? But you're playing an old game, right? Or unless it's like a new game that's like, let's say, Cyberpunk. Tony, you upgrade your PC, you're going to play Cyberpunk. I'm also going to be playing Cyberpunk, but now I'm going to be playing it on a, and I quote, better console than before. So it's going to look better, maybe fast loading or whatever. Whatever is available. I know it's not the official optimized version, because that's going to come out in the future. But let's say, right lately, I've been playing Destiny 2. Loading time is ridiculous, and I've been playing it because of Game Pass, you know, so I'm not losing my experience just because it's not optimized, it's not next gen. You know, I'm having a blast. So I don't know why this whole conversation of why you need to buy the console now, if you have the option to play on any version, yo, go for it. If you have an option to buy the next gen console, go for it, right? But it's the same thing. Why that conversation never comes up when it comes to PC? Like, everybody's talking about the 3080, right? I haven't heard anything about launch titles for that, right? Because you're upgrading your PC. Nobody talks about that. Everybody talks about the consoles, right? So I don't want people to feel like they need next gen games in order to have a better experience on a PS5 or Xbox. If you're a fan of any of those consoles, even Nintendo Switch, let's say the Switch releases a 4K version, you're having fun. At the end of the day, in my opinion, it's all about having fun. If you feel like it's worth upgrading because now you're going to have a faster experience or whatever, FPS, whatever you want, I don't care. Go for it. Don't feel bad because there's no launch title. Look, I wish there was Halo Infinite for this. I wish, but the game got delayed, which is fine, you know. But there's going to be plenty of games I'm going to be playing on the Xbox Series X that is going to be fun. Tony, you purchase a PS5. There's going to be games that is going to look better on the PS5 than the PS4. So there's nothing wrong with that. You're not obligated to buy that console, but you bought it. First of all, let's be real, Tony. You're a fan of PlayStation. You bought it, and you're going to have a good time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with that. I think the whole discussion about launch title is weak. Look, man, we're living in a different time. 2020, when it comes to gaming, is different than the days when we started gaming. When Super Nintendo launched, right? It was Final Fight, Super Mario World. When Nintendo 64 came out, there was only like two games for the whole system. Yeah. Dreamcast had one of the craziest launch lineup ever.
Best launch, yeah, best ever in history. Yeah.
In history, right? Still to this day, you know, every year, every time PlayStation released a console, it didn't really have a great launch lineup. I think the 360 was okay. It wasn't the greatest, you know, but people bought and they had fun, man. We invested. We had the console for years. You know what I'm saying? So I just don't know about this whole conversation, the launch lineup. Like, I was on Kind of Funny, XCast, a couple of days ago. And we were having conversation. Like, I'm talking from experience of me having a good time with the console. I mentioned a couple of games that I played, Yakuza, Dirt 5 is whatever, you know. I'll talk about that. But you could play those on the older console, right? And I'm reading the comments, and look, YouTube comments is ruthless.
Yeah, they are.
There was people that didn't even watch the video. They just saw the title, and they would just comment based on that title. But they never even listened to the conversation that we were having about the launch lineup. And I feel like we're stuck in this whole, both companies need to have a certain amount of like games launched. Like, I don't know. If you're having fun with it, who freaking cares? I think, man, at the end of the day. What'd you think?
Yeah, because I'm on the opposite end of this, you know. I'm the guy that's actually, let me just preface it with this.
Yeah,
everything you said was true. It's like, if you are buying a system just to play current gen games upgraded, that's fine. It's perfectly fine, right? But one of the things that kind of annoys me is when I say my opinion on it, people are automatically assuming that they're wrong for that. Like, because my opinion is this, and I am old school, but I still believe it's true. If I'm buying a new system, I want games I cannot play on the last system. And I've said this many times, if it wasn't for my job, I would not buy a PS5 this year, because there's no point to buy a PS5, because the games I really want to play on it, Spider-Man, Valhalla, Cyberpunk, Legion, all these games, they're all going to be on PS4 anyway. So I'm like, what is the point? It's like, okay, they're going to look a little bit better. That's great, but that's not really a reason to get the systems right now. Mm-hmm. But I will say PS5 at least has some games that are only on PS5. There's Demon's Souls, that's Godfall.
The
Demon's Souls, Godfall, and all Destruction All-Stars. The only one of those I care about is Demon's Souls, and even that's just a PS3 game remake. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, to me, this is like the most disappointing launch lineup, because there's really no reason to buy either system at this point. You know, again, you know, like you said, like PS1, PS2, PS3, PS4 did not have good launch lineups, but they each had games that you couldn't play on the last system. So to me, that's a big point. Even if the games are not that good, at least exclusive to that system. Killzone Shadowfall was not that great. Neither was Knack, but they weren't on PS3, you know? So that's where I'm coming at it from. But I will say this about PC. I don't like when people compare PCs to consoles. Console only really does one thing. I realize you could play videos and all this other stuff, but you're buying a console for one primary purpose, to play video games, right? With a PC does many things. When you're buying that 3080, you're also going to be having, like, you know, video editing tools and all this other stuff, you know, on top of being able to play games. So that's why you never have, like, this console, this graphics card doesn't have any launch titles, because that's not the same thing. It's a PC. PC is a different animal. You could play games on it, but it's not a gaming system. You know, gaming systems, like, you know, consoles, those are primarily for video games. So you want a reason to buy these systems. And right now, for this generation, I'm not saying that they're not going to be worth it eventually. They obviously will, when new games that are not playable on the other system do come out. But at this point, you know, and I'm telling people this, not to get mad at me, I'm just saying, like, you do, like, objectively speaking, you don't need these systems at all, because you could enjoy the same games on whatever you're playing on right now. So that's where I'm coming at it from. And I realize that's maybe like an older mentality, but I'm sticking with it. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like, when I buy a system, I want to be excited. And I'm like, I'm not excited for this launch at all. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm not trying to bring other people's feelings on, because obviously they are excited about it. But for me, I'm like, ugh, you know, it's like, yeah. That, like, really, this is all we're getting, really?
But see, you know? Okay, so we're coming from the content creator side or journalist side, right? Like, when we had Michael here, Michael Santiago, shout out to him, for New York City first responder, right? He got to play the Xbox Series X. He was excited. He was like, oh my God. He didn't talk about launch lineup. He played old games that was available on the original Xbox One. And he was still excited. So we also got to see from that point of view, Tony.
Yeah, I do.
People that don't have access like us. You know, I'm thinking from that side too. Look, I'm having a lot of fun. Like, I wish I had a PS5. I think I will have fun too, man. Play these games that I have already games that on disc from the PS4 that I'm saving it until when I play once I get the PS5, I want to play on there. Because there's a couple of games that I never got the chance to play it. Because I sold my PS4 already a long time ago. There's reasons for that. Not because it's a bad system. It's a good system. Yeah. Just moving purposes, you know, saying due to space. But anyways, so yeah, like there's people out there, Tony, that they don't really care about that, man. They don't even care about my opinion. They just want to play their games.
Well, yeah.
Maybe faster. They don't care if it's old games. That's it.
Yeah, no, I get it. And I'm seeing a lot of those comments. Like they all they care about, or a good chunk of people care about, playing their current games upgraded. But I will say this though, I am, even though I am obviously seeing it from a creator standpoint, I'm also seeing it from like a gamer standpoint. I'm talking about me specifically. Like the only console I bought at launch before the PS4 and PS5 I bought at launch, because I was like, this is for work, right? But before that, Danny, the only console I ever bought at launch was the Sega Dreamcast, right? Because I'm like, yo, this has so many dope games. PS2, I didn't buy that at launch. I'm like, there's nothing to play on it right now. PS3, same thing. I waited a year and a half. I'm like, there's nothing to play right now.
I mean, it was expensive.
It was also expensive as heck,
yeah.
You know, but again, because I'm also trying to see this as like a regular gamer. And I say this too, if I was just a regular gamer, I'd be like, I'm not buying this console right now. There's no point, you know? So the content creator and the gamer, Tony Polanco, it's kind of meeting on the same page. I'm like, if it was me, if I was just a regular dude playing games, I wouldn't buy a PS5 or an Xbox One at all. I'm sticking with what I got right now, because there's no reason for me to upgrade, you know? But, you know, with that said, obviously there's the other contingent that are like, you know, like Michael Santiago. He's like, yo, I don't care. These games look dope. I want to play them at their best fidelity, best performance, all that. And I get that. But I'm speaking for myself. I'm like, nah, man, I need to see more when it comes to next gen. Till this day, I maintain the most hype thing I've seen out of next gen is the freaking Unreal 5 demo. A demo out of all things.
That's not even a real game, though.
It's not even a real game, but that shows you how unimpressed I am by these games right now, you know?
Now,
go ahead, man.
Here's the thing. What happened if God of War, which is a new game that's come out for PS5, right? There's a chance that also could be a PS4 game, because remember,
yep,
there's interviews, and I think it was Jim Ryan that did this interview. He said it was either him or somebody, somebody from Sony, said that they're going to be supporting the PS4 for 3 or maybe up to 4 years. So all those games, like, look, I know Ratchet & Clank is a PS5 exclusive. And
We'll see about that.
I mentioned this to Paris, and Paris go, no, there's no way, because there's certain things in the game that PS4 can't pull off. Dude, I wouldn't be surprised if that game is a PS4 game. And I'm getting a PS5 for that game. And it's coming from me, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But still, yeah, no, like, if I want the better experience, I'm going to buy the PS5 for that game. Let's say, technically, if it is a PS4 game.
Yeah, no, and I'm glad you say that, because, you know, think about it like this, right? When I heard Horizon Zero Dawn 2 or Forbidden West, I got to get into the habit of that. When I heard Horizon Forbidden West was coming to PS4, I was super disappointed, because I'm expecting this to be like a full-blown, this is taking advantage of my PS5 type of game. Now I find out it's coming on the PS4. So I'm going to obviously play it on PS5, but in the back of my mind, I'm always going to be asking, what more could they have done with this if it was only an exclusive? And a God of War comes out on PS4. I'm at this point, because I don't trust Jim Ryan anymore, at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if that comes on PS4. I'm always going to be asking, like, man, what could they have done with this game? Like, even if it's fun and all that, like Spider-Man Miles Morales, I know it's going to be a really fun game, but I'm always going to be asking myself, what could this game have been without, you know, if it was not limited to this system, you know? Because to me, I, performance and graphics, that's a very important thing. That's the reason you buy a new console, because the graphics are better, you know, at least for myself. So I hope that's not the case with God of War, but at this point, I wouldn't be surprised, man. I would not. But I understand. But just real quick, I always get put the task on this, even though it's obvious. The reason they're doing this is because the PlayStation 4 has 110 million players on it. They can't abandon those from a business standpoint. I get that. That's the same reason we had cross-gen games this generation. For the first 2 years of this generation, cross-gen games all day, every day, just because of the fact that the PS3 at that moment and Xbox as well had such a huge install base. I get that. But I'm just saying, as a gamer, I'm like, oh, I want these systems to take full advantage of the console. I want a reason why did I spend up $500 to get the most out of these games, you know?
Yeah, but here's the thing. When Zelda was coming out for the Wii U and also came out for the Switch, nobody was saying anything about the Wii U version. Nobody.
Yeah, which I found weird, because I'm like, yo, I was telling people, like, yo, you guys realize there's a Wii U game, right? You know, I was telling people that, yeah.
It is, but still, like, that game became like game of the year in certain websites, even gotten awards, you know. There was no conversation about, oh, the Wii U, oh, it's being left back because of this is from like another console. And no, people had a blast, talked about it. There was more copies of the Switch version, of course, than the Wii U version.
Of course, yeah.
You know, but that's my point. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
There's nothing wrong with that, man. Like, put it this way. You buy, let's say you buy an Xbox Series S or X. Let's say it's your first time. Let's say, Tony, you could download games through Game Pass. You didn't even have to buy anything else. That's it. You're set. Like, you're good. So how's that a bad thing? That's the thing I'm trying to.
Well, it's not a bad thing. Again, I'm just speaking about my personal preference, but I've never said it's a good or bad thing. It's just what it is, you know.
Yeah,
no, I don't think it's bad at all. You know,
not you, but more of the people that, you know, on Twitter.
They just want to hate, bro. They just want to hate.
But it's there's nothing wrong with that. Even if you buy a PS5 and you're a PS Plus subscriber, there's going to be games that you could download for free without even buying any of the new games.
That's right. That's a PlayStation collection, yeah.
Collection. So
yeah,
it's a win-win for gamers, and people are not really seeing that part. They're seeing more like, hey, what's the exclusive? Like, everybody's thinking about that. Look, the console's going to launch. I think after launch, people are not going to be talking about that, man. Right now, we're having that conversation because both consoles hasn't been out yet, you know? So I think that's what everybody's talking about. But once it's out there, both consoles, dude, people are going to have fun. We're going to be playing online. We'll be playing games, you know, offline. Like, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Now, the thing that I would love is seeing access to more games for people that could play it, not only through mobile, but also different consoles, everything. So, like, Halo Infinite was supposed to come out for last gen, current gen, and next gen. I think that's good because now more people are going to be playing it, plus also mobile with Game Pass. You know, so I think that's a good thing. I think games like Fortnite completely changed the business for not only this gen, but next gen. Because now it's about giving access to everybody instead of only a certain group of people that have that platform, and that's it.
Yeah. You could take that a good, that could be a good or a bad thing too, you know?
No, how's that a bad thing? Yeah. How's that
now I'm speaking just for myself. Okay. By the way, I hate that I have to say that because people go, what are you talking about? But I have to say it.
We're having a conversation. It's not a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, obviously between me and Danny, we're cool, but I'm talking about everybody listening right now, right? I like the idea of, like, this game was specifically made for this system and is fully utilizing it. A game like Fortnite, since it has to be done on so many different platforms, it can't be like, and I understand it doesn't have to be, but it can't fully, like, graphically be the best game out there or whatever. It has to kind of have this kind of cartoony type of look or whatever, just so it could play on everything, right? And again, I'm not saying the game needs to look graphically whatever, but it's like, to me, I'm like, this game isn't really there. I've played Fortnite. I do not think it's a good game at all. Just my opinion. I think it's very boring, very bland, you know, compared to something that's like very stylized, like a God of War or Horizon. You know, it's like fully built for that system and just taking advantage of every drop of power it has, you know. So but at the same time, like you said, it is a good thing for people to just play it everywhere. Like my nephew, you know, he plays it on Switch, he plays it on his phone or whatever, tablet. So that's good. But I, again, just speaking for myself, I'm not really worried about those type of games, you know, the Fortnite type of games, you know. But I think, but I do agree, that's going to be the business model moving forward because it makes so much money, you know. It just makes so much money. You're going to see more of those type of games, you know, Apex Legends and stuff like that, you know. Yeah,
but I think there's a place for games, like you said, that could be exclusive for next gen.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But there's also going to be games that is going to be available everywhere, plus add cross play. Because, Tony, if you have the PS5, I have the Series X, we could still play those games online. And we could talk to each other. I think that's cool.
Yeah, that's a good feat. That's a good next-gen feature. Like, I think every game needs to start having that. You know what I'm saying? Like, multiplayer games, obviously, because it's like, what if you have different systems, you know? Like, you know, you want your friends to all be together, you know? And I was playing the Call of Duty beta recently, right? And it was cool. Like, you see the logos, PlayStation, Xbox, and all that, you know? So that's kind of dope. Brings gamers together in that way, you know?
So you were going after the Xbox people then?
I think they were coming after me, man, just like on Twitter.
Like, hey, I see you with the logo. But wait, they see that. They don't see that during the game. They see that
in your profile. In the lobby, you can see it, right? When everybody's partnering up, you see it in the lobby. But like, if you see their username, you don't know what system they're on, you know?
Yeah.
I just know the guys that were able to kill me from like a million miles away, they're either hackers or they're playing on PC.
This is hilarious.
Oh, man. Hilarious, man. Yeah, but no, next gen is going to be interesting for sure, man. But here's the thing. I do expect a repeat of this gen where we didn't really start seeing like next gen games, quote unquote, until 2 years in, right? It wasn't until 2015 where we started getting Witcher 3 and Batman Arkham Knight and Bloodborne, games that were only available on these systems, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's going to take a while, but I think having crossplay, just swinging it back to that, it could kind of you know, it'll kind of ease the pain a little bit. It's like, okay, this game may not be graphically all that, but at least I can play with my buddy across, you know, the Xbox or whatever other system he's playing on, you know.
Now here's my question, Tony.
Yeah.
And this is a good one.
I see that smirk in your face. I see that smirk on your face.
So let's say we all know Starfield is going to be an exclusive. We know.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what if that game is also available on Xbox One and also Xbox Series X and S? Is that a bad thing or a good thing?
Okay, so check this out. I'm going to give both answers.
Okay.
It's a good thing because a lot of players get to play it across multiple systems, but it's a bad thing because the game ain't taking full advantage of the Xbox Series X because it also has to run on the One, you know? But again, like we talked about earlier in the show, there's a workaround for that. If you have Project X Cloud on your Xbox One, you can play the game, no compromises whatsoever. So if they do that, that's what I think they should do. Instead of trying to make it work on this 7-year-old system, focus everything on the current system and just let people on the older system play it through xCloud. That's what they should do. I don't like it when games are compromised to, you know, have to play on an older system. I want them to take full advantage of the system. I know I keep repeating myself, but personally, that's what I want. I don't want these games to be held back. Like, remember when this generation started, right? Now, the biggest complaint was these consoles are underpowered, right? So now we're going to have to be beholden to these older systems. It kind of, again, for me, takes kind of the fun out of it. It's like Cyberpunk looks fantastic, but it still has to run on an older system. And I always wonder, like, what else could they have done with it if it was only running on a PlayStation 5 or an Xbox Series X, you know?
But
the question will always be there.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing, though, if it's available for the Xbox platform. Like, I don't see any issue. Like, the more important thing to me is the game fun. If the game is not fun, totally different conversation. But if the game is, we're having a blast with it, why that's a bad thing? I personally, because see, I think you're more getting into the conversation of FPS, graphics, maybe. Am I right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But to me, I'm more of like, I want to have fun. Because if I play a game like The Witcher 3 and I play on the Nintendo Switch, also on Xbox, right? Xbox One. But I have a lot of hours on the Switch. I had a blast with it. So what is it that I'm missing?
No, it's not that you're missing anything. It's just that's just what you're most drawn to. That's what's most important to you. Like, to me, power is a little bit more important than like, oh, is the game fun? It's like, yeah, the game could be fun, but if it kind of looks like an old gen, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and this, and I want to tell you where this all started for me, man.
Yeah.
Back in the old days, right? I would like play Street Fighter in the arcade. It would look dope. And then you come home, play a Super Nintendo. You're like, doesn't look as good as the one in the arcade. Don't get me wrong. It was fun, but and same thing with Mortal Kombat. You play it at home. You're like, oh, this doesn't. You know, like me and my boys were like, yeah, this is cool, but it doesn't. Imagine if it looked like the arcade. You know,
I have to disagree with that, Tony.
No, but that's what happened in my past.
But here's why I have to disagree, Tony.
Okay,
that's the early days. Games development back then was totally different than how it is now. Yeah. Now it's a lot easier to make the game look good. Now, of course, there's going to be things that from the next gen consoles that the older console can't pull off. So, like for example, I had a blast playing the Master Chief Collection. Right, it's 30 FPS, whatever, you know. Like there's a lot of things that is still available on that console, right? But for the next gen console, 120 FPS. Like, there's a lot of new features that is only exclusive for that console, right? Or the S, the X or the S. So when I mentioned Starfield, yes, you could play Starfield, but there's going to be certain things that is not going to be available on that console. But if you have the next gen or PC, then you're good. There's going to be extra stuff, extra features that is only available exclusively only for that console. See, that makes sense. But when it comes to like content and having fun, you're still going to be having the same experience, I think. It's just either going to look better in one system or not. Because in PC, nobody has that conversation. When you have a low-tier, mid-tier, or high-tier PC, you're still having the same conversation, the same experience, I mean. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. By the way, I bring up that conversation with PC guys, never want to bring it up. I'm like, you guys realize they have to make this for the lowest common PC, right? Like, but how
you
much
answer, better- you answer your own question, your own thing that you were saying the whole time about holding things back.
Yeah,
I'm saying
I'm being consistent about it too. Like, even on PC, I asked this. I'm like, aren't you guys worried that the games are being held back? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same thing. And here's a good example, right? A lot of these exclusive content things that you're going to see, it's just like better looking graphics, which obviously we like. It's just better spin and shine. But I'm asking more about like not only that, but like under the hood stuff. For example, they said that for the first Horizon game, they said they wanted to have flying in the game, but the PS4 cannot handle it, right? Now we can't have that in the new game because it still has to run on the PS4, you know? So if it was only running on PS5, then we could have flying in the game. I'm talking about stuff like that as well, you know?
Yeah.
Because obviously you do want the game to look nicer and prettier and all that, but what about those features too that they can't do, or the super fast load times and all that other stuff? Like, somebody showed an example of like in Miles Morales, he was in a building and there was like a pipe, right? He swings the pipe instantly outside in the city, right? I'm like, how is that going to work on PS5? I imagine he swings and he gets like the pipe will be like 5 miles long or something until he gets out to hide the loading screen. Like, how is this going to work? You know what I'm saying? So, I just don't want these developers to be held. Obviously, these people are very creative. They're going to find workarounds and stuff. But like, again, I just want these systems. I want these games to just take full advantage. But I'm going to see that anyway. So I just have to just do what I did this gen and just hold on until these games come, you know?
You know, talking to a lot of the developers that have been doing this for a while, for a long time, one of the things that I bring up is when they create something, they want this to go everywhere. They want the majority of people to see it. They don't want this to be just one console and that's it. I think the majority of developers, they want people to see their work. You know what I'm saying? So for us, for gamers, Sony, yeah, I get you talk about exclusive and everything like that, right? But the people that create those games, I think they want a bigger audience, man. They don't want just a smaller audience and that's it. Because honestly, let's keep it real. When, let's say, the PS5 comes out, it's not going to be a million during the holidays. That's going to take a while, right?
Yeah.
But compare a million to 10 million, which, if you as a developer, which one you want people to see the game the most? You want the one with the 10 million?
Yeah. Yeah, dude, if I was a developer, I want the games to run on mobile. Like, I wanted to run on everything, you know? Yeah, because obviously, you know, get players and developers have different priorities. Developers, they want the games on everything possible. Exactly. You know, gamers, you know, at least gamers like me, we want the horsepower, you know? So it's all different things. If I was a developer, I'm like, yo, I want this on everything. I want it to run on my refrigerator. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the Samsung
smartphone,
right?
Yep, yep. They got Doom running on that thing, man. It's crazy.
That's cool. It's cool. No, but Tony, it was a great conversation overall, man. Yes. Look at that. Wasn't prepared. I have nothing written. Look, nothing written. I was like, let me call Tony. Let's just talk.
And look, that's it.
But we always do this. Even when we hang out, we start talking at the park. We start drinking. Yo, we talk about all kinds of stuff, like behind the scenes stuff. Like,
you guys don't know.
it creates a great conversation, I think, overall.
That's what it's all about, man.
Yeah. So thank you, man, for joining, man, all the time.
Thank you for inviting me again. Like Danny asked me, I'm like, I'm doing this because obviously it's going to be fun, you know? And it was, again, we were only supposed to do this half an hour. I don't know how long we've been going on, but it's about an hour. Every time, Danny. But again, it's good, man. And I always love the comments we get afterwards. It's like, yo, it felt like I was hanging out with you guys, just chilling, listening to the conversation. That's what it's all about, man. So yeah, thank you for having me on, dude. It's always fun.
Promote your YouTube, podcast, everything, man. Go for it, man.
Yeah, man. So yeah, if you want to find me, I'm on Twitter at Romudeth. That's R-O-M-U-D-E-T-H. And in my bio, you're going to see links to all the places I work for, PC Mag, Laptop Mag, Tom's Guide. And then you can head over to Throwdown Show. You can find Throwdown Show on YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter, right? We're all in any podcast app out there, Amazon, Spotify, Apple, we're on everything, you know. Throwdown Show, find us. And at the time of the, but I don't know when this episode is going to go up, but
it's going to go live, like right after the recording. I'm going to edit real quick and put it up.
Okay.
There's no editing. So I don't have to edit. It's just,
that's it. Yeah, that's it. You know, so good. So you guys have a little bit of time. Head over to Act Throwdown Show on Twitter. You're going to see a pinned tweet. That's the contest that we're having right now. We're giving away a free next-gen console, Xbox Series X or PlayStation 5. The show is going to be running tonight at 10:30 p.m. Eastern on Twitch. Throwdown Show. Get in there. Answer the question that's in the pinned tweet, and good luck to you, man. That's going to be a fun episode, bro.
Well, man, so which one you think people are going to order, man, if they win? The majority of people, do you think it's going to be PS5, Xbox? Do you have an idea or no?
Yeah, knowing my audience, it's probably going to be a PlayStation 5, but I have pre-ordered both systems just in case. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you have it, man. So whoever's listening to this, this is your opportunity to win a next-gen console, man. So wait, it's the X. It's not the S, right?
X, obviously. And PlayStation 5 with the disc. We got the elite versions of both, you know?
Okay, so that's good. So the $4.99 version.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right.
Awesome,
exactly.
Awesome. That's good, man. All right, so head over to GamingTagRadio.com. Post your comments and feedback. You can also find us on any podcast app. Just search for GamingTag Radio. Also, if you'd like to be part of our family discussion, it could be a segment or a whole episode, here's how you can contact us. All right. Once again, thank you to Tony for a great conversation. Tony, hopefully I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun, man.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll get together with Paris, man.
Yes. Got to do that. Got to
do that, man. So that's about it, man. All right. So we're going to wrap it up here. Until next time, thank you for listening to episode 1080 here, Gamertag Radio. We're out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.